Hillbilly Legends, Reverend Horton Heat, on June 28th. On July 3rd, check out Alt Country Legend, Fred Eaglesmith, followed by folk punk legend Billy Bragg on July 5th. Emo is alive and well on July 8th with Arms Length and Mo Kenny come to town on July 9th. Hip-hop pioneer Souls of Mischief are here on July 21st, and we'll get some hardcore action with Spaced on July 23rd. Almond Monica brings Arabic Jazz to Kingston on August 7th, and finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information on these and other awesome shows, visit kppconcerts.com.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s garage punk radio. Great 60s garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I'm Phil Gray. Thank you for being here for episode 734 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Tonight, all obscure 60s garage. It's my aim to play nothing that you know. So if you want to discover the most obscure underground 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia, this is the show for you. We're kicking it off with the Status Quo. Ah, I hear you saying, I know Status Quo. This is the Status Quo from Phoenix, Arizona. Formed quite some time before the English band formed, and they were formed by Camelback High School and Central High School students in Phoenix. This is a July 1966 45. This is the A-side, They All Want to Love Her.
You're closed inside. Better get help from above, 'cause you all want to love. All the people of the world are always in a state that never allows anyone to be afraid. We'll be right back.
Getting to know you better, baby. Beginning to love everything you do. Getting to know you better, baby. Nothing I could find gonna make me change my mind about you.
Everybody, it's John Brain here from London, Ontario, Canada. It's been my pleasure to have as my guest here today at the Brain Bunker, Phil Gray, Retrospect's Master of Ceremonies, and all-around great guy. Thanks for all the great sounds and memories, Phil. You're the man.
Retrospect. get no sympathy. All you get is apathy. Oh no.
Obscure 60s Garage for this episode of Retrospect. Three tracks out of the States, The Status Quo, They All Want Her Love, followed by Marty Kennedy and the Monarchs. Formed by Marty and Randy Kennedy, brothers from Tucker, Georgia. Marty on lead vocals, Randy on drums. The band was discovered by a producer called Tim McCabe, who produced their single on a label called Love It. Released 1969, Love It out of Atlanta. Marty Kennedy and the Monarchs with Getting to Know You Better. Thirdly in the set, a band called The Storytellers from Millburn, New Jersey. Notably, the band included an organist, Danny Federici, who went on to play in some 60s bands with one Bruce Springsteen before becoming a member of the E Street Band. But in The Storytellers from Millburn, New Jersey, April 1967, 45 on a label called Tristero Records. The Storytellers A-side called Cry With Me. Keep the vibes going. Buy me a coffee or a beer at buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's MrPhilGrey. Let's dive back in. We're going to continue with US Garage, but there's plenty of global tracks coming up. Starting this bracket with a band called The Ascendors. From Warsaw, New York, on Lee Records, just the 145, released in 1966. This is the A-side from The Ascendors, I Won't Be Home.
Retrospect. Another question. I'd like to know what's your attitude toward dancing. You say, preacher, times have changed. I don't see anything wrong with dancing today. Dancing is just as wrong as it's always been. You say, what's wrong with it? It's the front door to adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car or a motel somewhere. Another footman that we must run against is the TV world. Are you aware of how much your child's actions and attitudes are controlled by television? The things they wear, the places they go, the things they do are directly related to television. For example, mother, are you aware of what your child is seeing on Saturday morning cartoons? Have you seen these cartoons? Programs motivated to lead your child into crime, into sex, into murder? Since the advent of TV, the crime rate in some areas has increased 1,000%.
And that's a long set of four obscure 60s garage tracks, three out of the States and one out of the UK. We started off with the Ascendors out of Warsaw, New York, I Won't Be Home. Then, how's this for a band name? The Guys Who Came Up From Downstairs. Now that is 60s garage, right? They're from Maquoketa, Iowa. They performed with Paul Revere and the Raiders on an ABC TV show called Happening 69. We took the A-side of a 45 released in 1968 on a label called Disc Guys. It's a label out of Burlington, Iowa. The Guys Who Came Up From Downstairs with Growth. Followed by The Chosen Few out of Burlington, Vermont. They were students of St. Michael's College in Vermont, which is the reason why The Chosen Few was sometimes credited as The Chosen Few from St. Michael's. We took the B-side of an April 1967 45 on a label called Takeover. The track is called Get In On Life. Then we wrapped with a track out of the UK, a band you can see up on the Retrospect socials. They are curiously called Hat and Tie. An April 67 release on President Records. Hat and Tie had a couple of singles, one in 66 called California Jazz Club USA, but we went with their 1967 45, Bread to Spend, although we had the B-side, called Finding It Rough. Hat and Tie were Chris Thomas and Patrick Campbell Lyons, who became known for part of the core duo behind the UK psych pop band called Nirvana. Hat and Tie, Finding It Rough.
Phil Gray.
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 Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Let's head into obscure global garage now, starting off in Spain with a band called Los No from Barcelona. A 1966 release from Los No. This is Incomprendidos.
Hacia atrás.
Look at their nation. Look how bad their nation is. It's not even a nation. It's just a people walking around killing each other.
Retrospect.
And that's Latino Garage, starting off in Spain with Los No Incomprendidos. Then, a Rolling Stones cover from Los Teddies, who released a 1968 LP called Doce Psycho Exitos. They were out of the Peruvian Amazon region of Iquitos, formed in 1966. Originally formed to play early afternoon slots in Lima's clubs, they were signed by Mag Records to record an LP released in 1968. That was Doce Psycho Exitos. So from Los Teddies, we had Soy, Jack Flash. Then Los Yorks out of Peru also. Los Yorks, you can see them up on the Retrospect Facebook and Insta. The epitome of Peruvian garage rock. Together for about a year before releasing their debut LP, released Christmas 1967. That would have been Los Yorks 67. They also released Los Yorks 68 and Los Yorks 69. From the latter, we had El Loco. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, we've had UK and American Garage and Latino Garage. We're heading to the European continent, starting now with the Matadors out of Czechoslovakia. They recorded for a label called Suprafon, formed 1965, part of the Czech psychedelic garage rock scene. Performed extensively in West Germany, actually became the backing band for the German version of the musical Hair. Here is the Matadors with Zlatý Dúl.
Myšlenkou na zlatý důl odejde za chvíli svůj, prej štěstí potkal jen půl. Tohle odvahu nedá, obloha stane se bledá. Naposled zasmát se smím a osud mě o všechno připraví. S myšlenkou na zlatej důl odejde za chvíli svůj, prej štěstí potká jen kůj.
Spends too much time on foreign.
Richard.
That they showed for their country was unbelievable. I've never seen quite anything like it.
Richard Speaks.
I have got a birthday. Turn them off! Off!
Retrospect.
Sai, ragazza, questa è la tua estate. È l'estate dello sleeping.
Con me, sulla spiaggia balla la danza del blu.
Lo sleeping you, la danza del blu. Lo sleeping you, la danza del blu.
Yeah. In vacanza, ballate con me.
A selection of continental European garage, starting off with the Matadors, out of Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia, Zlatý Duel. Then the Outsiders, Niederbeat band out of the Netherlands, from Amsterdam, particularly popular 65 to 67, although they continued through to 69, fronted by Wally Tax. While many of their peers were primarily influenced by the Beatles, they were more influenced by bands like the Pretty Things. And, of course, the Rolling Stones and the Outsiders actually opened for the Stones at a concert in 1966. From the Outsiders, Set Me Free. Then we headed to Greece for a band called The Knacks from Athens. They released 2 7-inch singles on a label called Panvox out of Greece. We took the B-side of their second one, released in 1967. The A-side, A Little Help from My Friends. We took the B-side, The Theme of the Day from The Knacks. And wrapping the set, Italian band The Sleeping. Pretty obscure band. They had two records, one in 1965 and a follow-up in 66. We took the A-side of their 1965 debut from The Sleeping. The track, oddly, is titled The Sleeping Yum Yum.
Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
This warped idea of fun has contributed to the fact that one out of every 20 children born in the United States last year was illegitimate.
Well, let's head back to the States while we've got some time. I said I was going to play all tracks you wouldn't know. This one, maybe you do. It's not a particularly obscure 60s garage track, and certainly not an obscure song covered by many, many garage bands. It's the A-side of this band's second 45, released on a label called Falcon in April 67. The track is Hey Joe. This is Robbinsdale, Minnesota's The Still Rovin'.
Hey Joe!
And a very cool cover of Hey Joe by the Still Rovin' out of Robbinsdale, Minnesota, just outside Minneapolis. They were active 65 through to 69. Well, thank you for joining me for episode 734. Remember, many, many back episodes available on all good podcast platforms. Subscribe, like, follow, rate, review. All those things are great. Remember, you can buy me a coffee or a beer. Just find us on the socials. You'll find a link to do that. Much appreciated. Leaving with a track out of the UK. First time on the show, short-lived late 60s five-piece band out of Manchester, England, recorded for DRAM. DRAM, in fact, released their lone single, which was Sad and Lonely. We're taking the B-side. It's called Sky Pilot. This is Garden Odyssey Enterprise. And I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for being here for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
And some of the parents took their children home before the show was over because it was, as some people say, unbelievable.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the debut single from Royer, that is, Chris Royer, the frontman from local rock band Pound Salt. This new project showcases Chris's alternative singer-songwriter stylings. Won't Find Me South is raw and honest in navigating the past year with overwhelming negativity pumping into everyone's household. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Won't Find Me South by Royer on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Coins burning holes in my pocket. Buy it new instead of clean the stain. What's the story on saving currency? You can't take it with you. I don't read into the plot line. I can't ever seem to stay awake. It's funny how the story's changing. I can't stay away, and I say, all I need's my mattress, baby, to sleep through the doomsday. Find me north, east, west today. You won't find me south of Point Pelee. Drop it, spend it quick instead of save a thing. What's the point in counting nickels? There's no cash in the grave. I don't track the thread or the meaning. I just drift away and lose the day. It's funny how the end keeps changing. Still I chase the same fame and I say, it's getting pretty hard now, they say, every day's a shame. I'll be hitting flatline daily, but I can't go away. All I need's my mattress, baby. I'll sleep through that doomsday. Find me north, east, west today. You won't find me south of Point Pelee. It's not funny. I don't give a fuck about the money. What the kids get from me, it's love for their home. It's getting pretty hard now, they say, every day's shame. I'll be hitting flatline daily, but I can't go away. All I need's my mattress, baby, I'll sleep through that doomsday.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
No matter how old, how young, how sick, I need something. I need something.
CFRC is stoked to partner with KPP Concerts on an awesome summer lineup. On June 27th, be sure to catch Long Range Hustle and Psychobilly legends Reverend Horton Heat on June 28th. On July 3rd, check out alt country legend Fred Eaglesmith, followed by folk punk legend Billy Bragg on July 5th. Emo is alive and well on July 8th with Arms Length and Mo Kenny come to town on July 9th. Hip-hop pioneer Souls of Mischief are here on July 21st, and we'll get some hardcore action with Spaced on July 23rd. Almond Monica brings Arabic Jazz to Kingston on August 7th, and finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information on these and other awesome shows, visit kppconcerts.com.
Hey, 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 this is Disco Rick. Got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
Had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out, no one could see over the airwaves the world came.
Hello friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to invite y'all in to join me and my furry companions Simbush and Gunny every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 as we bring you 3 hours of only the best in country and bluegrass music, also including special interviews. This is where the legends of country music and bluegrass live.
I watched it all on my radio.
This is Dead Root Revival on CFRC 101.9.
Queen's University Radio.
Kingston, Ontario.
You are listening.